From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The government released a worse-than-expected jobs report for the month of September. Unemployment climbed to 9.8%, its highest level in 26 years. More from NPR's Don Gagne.
President Obama reacted to the jobless number when he returned to the White House following a quick trip to Copenhagen, where he unsuccessfully pitched the city of Chicago's bid to host the 2016 Olympics.
And since the period last winter when we were losing an average of 700,000 jobs per month, we've certainly made some progress on this front. But today's job report is a sobering reminder that progress comes in fits and starts, and that we're going to need to grind out this recovery, step by step.
The unemployment rate was up a tenth of a percentage point from last month. The economy has returned to a slow rate of growth, but the White House has acknowledged that job creation could lag for a long time and that unemployment could eventually hit 10%. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
They are celebrating in Rio, though not so much in Chicago, Tokyo, or Madrid, the three other cities that had been in the running to host the 2016 Summer Olympics. Rio de Janeiro beat out the surprise finalists, Madrid, to host the Games after Chicago and Japan were eliminated early on. That was despite the best efforts of President Obama and his wife, both of whom traveled to Denmark to lobby on Chicago's behalf before the International Olympic Committee. Still asked if the president was glad he made the trip, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said, absolutely. Reaction in Chicago was shock and disbelief when the city failed to make it through the first round of voting. U.S. Education Department says some states are diverting billions of dollars in stimulus funds earmarked for education. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Last April, when the U.S. Education Department began releasing stimulus funds for education, it told states that the money was to help schools weather the economic downturn, protect jobs and programs. Now comes word from federal investigators that of the 34 states that have slashed education funding, some are using stimulus dollars to replace the money they've cut. Education Secretary Arne Duncan has warned states not to divert stimulus funds. If they do, they could be banned from a $5 billion incentive fund for things like charter schools and merit pay for teachers. Investigators are recommending that the Education Department begin tracking stimulus funds more closely and make sure that states are complying with the law. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is requesting $4.7 billion in federal stimulus money to help build an 800-mile high-speed rail system linking San Diego and San Francisco. The government application submitted today discussed a rail system modeled after those in Europe and Asia, where high-speed bullet trains can travel at several hundred miles an hour. Such trains would allow the trip between the two cities to be made in less than 3 hours. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 21 points. The Nasdaq lost 9 points today. This is NPR. A CBS News employee today pleaded not guilty to charges he sought to extort $2 million from late-night talk show host David Letterman. Robert Halderman, a CBS producer who works with the show 48 Hours, entered his plea today as he was being arraigned on attempted grand larceny charges in Manhattan. Prosecutors say Halderman was demanding the money in exchange for not releasing information about Letterman's affairs with female staffers. Last night on his show, Letterman acknowledged those affairs while saying he went to authorities over the matter. Halderman was apparently nabbed in an undercover sting operation. Thousands gathered at the main mosque in Guinea's capital to identify the bodies of those killed after troops opened fire on an opposition rally this week. NPR's Othebu Quistarkton reports.
The atmosphere in Guinea has been subdued on the West African nation's 51st independence anniversary as corpses were transported from the nearby hospital mortuary to the main mosque in the capital Conakry. Friday, Muslim prayers were said for the dead. Guinea's military leader, Captain Moussa Dadis Camara, maintains that 57 people were killed by rogue soldiers on Monday. Human rights groups say the security forces turned their rifles on opposition protesters gathered in a stadium, killing more than 150. Opposition leaders are demanding that Captain Camara must step down now, and they've called on the international community to send a peace force to protect civilians in Guinea. Ophelia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
According to a review by a special committee, the brokerage industry's self-policing body is in need of major reform. The committee cites the failure of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, or FINRA, to uncover a massive Ponzi scheme carried out by jailed money manager Bernard Madoff, along with another scheme carried out by Alan Stanford. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.